Blog Talk Radio.
Our destiny is greatness, people. Why?
Because God did it.
Come on with it.
Talk to him.
Hey, Nick and E in the building.
You know why they yawning,
yawning.
Talk to him.
Come on, E.
Get them out the way.
Come on.
Ain't got way about that.
We loosen the roof, baby.
Authority.
It's happening. Colossal. Our destiny is greatness.
Talk to him.
Talk to him, baby.
Good morning.
That's my cheesy whispering, don't feel like screaming version of Nick Christian's good morning scream, okay? Now, Nick, if you're listening, I want you to log into the studio somehow or send me a text message because our Block Talk Radio studio is jacking up. So I know he's awake because he just emailed all you guys. Look at him. Isn't he doing things for doing things for the team? Good boy. Good boy, Nick. Good morning, everybody. I'm glad you guys have joined us. Good morning. I'm so glad you're here. This is a good Tuesday morning, October 18th, 2016. I'm so happy that all of you are here. All of you are joining us. We're talking about changing churches. That is an intense topic. It's a very intense topic because, there's a stigma. There's a large stigma, unfairly attached, and maybe justifiably attached, but in most cases, seemingly unfairly attached to Christian, and most particularly, and most often, from my scope, Baptist Christians that choose, and sometimes constantly choose, to leave the church, to go to a different church, to abandon their church home or the place for which they are a church member, okay? So we're going to talk about that. Is it okay? When is it okay? I mean, of course, you can always do what you want to do. You can always go serve God somewhere else. You can always go be a member somewhere else. But what about this stigma? What about the stigma? And how do you know if it's really the church that's the problem here, or if you are the problem? Okay, how much God is in your decision? Because God's at every church, right? Maybe not. But how do you know it's the lack of God or the lack of spiritual feeding that's causing you to leave the church? Or maybe it's got something to do with you. Now, I'm not talking about that now. I'm just setting the stage. That's what we're going to be talking about. That's what we're going to be talking about in a minute, okay? Now, listen here. Listen here, people. I've got five things as well. I've got the five signs. The five signs that you need to find a new church. That's the five signs for today. We've got the five signs. We've got our discussion. And I've got a few interesting numbers that I'm going to give you right now. And we all know, we can all guess what these interesting numbers have to do with. What do we talk about just about every week here? What do we always talk about? Because it's a very, very intense year. It's a very, very intense season, a very, very important juncture, Nick. It's important, Nick. Yeah. So the numbers have to do with the election, of course. But the numbers have to do with an interesting. They're not numbers about the election. You see, we're gonna have fun with it today because we're always tired with this election. We're always We're always annoyed. We're always just talking about it reluctantly, you know, because we're done. So many of us are just done. We're disgusted. However, today we're going to have fun, and we're going to have fun because we're going to talk about children. The numbers have to do with a study done, or reported at least, by USA Today, and the study is the results of a mock election, if you will, a mock election that was done with children. Okay, so that's what we're gonna do. You ready for this, bro? You got any shout-outs or anything before we? You got anything for us?
Shout out to Sprint, the cellular wireless company. Shout out to them because they're terrible. Go ahead. That's all I got.
Listen, three shows, 3 weeks left, people. We got 3 weeks left before the winter, the fall finale. Excuse me. What's really relevant? If kids could vote, then the next president of the United States would be a person by the name of Hillary Clinton. Every 4 years since the year 1940, America's school children have gone to the polls and done this mock election, all right, that USA Today reports. 153,000 students cast their ballots in this mock presidential election, and by 2% or 4%, however you look at it, the children overwhelmingly, or maybe not so overwhelmingly, chose Senator Clinton. Okay, now Senator Clinton got 52% of the vote, and Donald J. Trump got 35% of the vote. Okay, which means that these children are clearly voting for some minor party candidates as well, because Hillary got 52%, Donald Trump got 35% of the vote. So
we still got some.
You may
left.
Say, yeah, right. Now you may say this is insignificant. This is just kids. This is just children. But this is where I would disagree wholeheartedly. Now, I work with kids every day in my day job. We know that. I do believe that kids are important. I do believe that kids are the future. But this is why I think that these numbers that result from this study are important, simply because of another set of numbers that also have to do with this study. Check this out. This mock election has predicted the outcome of nearly every single race, and it has predicted all 13 elections since 1964. This is not a new practice. This is not something that they decided to do this year for this election. This happens every election, and people look at it to predict exactly what's going to happen in the real adult election. Okay. And it's also important because this is an election in which people think that there's a candidate that should not be the president because of how children will look at that person. Go ahead, bro. What you think about this?
You know what? I'm blown away by the success of it past couple years. Because you said you hit me with the president that has won this poll has won the race every year. So I'm blown away
year
by the 13
election streak. Yeah.
Now I'm blown away by these kids' ability to be prophetic. I need to bring them on down to the church when I'm writing sermons. That's number one. Number two, I'm excited about it because if you listen to the show every Tuesday, then you know one thing. You know who I ain't voting for, okay? Now, you may not know who I am voting for, but you know who I ain't voting for. And so I'm glad that that the children share the same sentiments as I, at least from a who I ain't voting for perspective. This is a good poll, bro. I didn't know this poll existed. USA Today does a great job with this one.
Yeah, I agree. They definitely did a good job. Go Gary Johnson, I guess. No.
Shout out to Gary.
Shout out to Gary Johnson. I would say that Gary Johnson is gaining a lot of popularity lately. He's starting to tread water. However, I do still believe, as most of us do, that voting, if you're going to vote, you know, don't vote for a minor party nominee. I mean, you're wasting a vote here. We need your votes. Don't waste your vote. But anyway, we're doing this. We're doing this. This is what I've been teasing, and this is what we're discussing right now. First of all, I don't know if you heard me, Nick, but when I opened the show, one thing I talked about when I talked about the significance of this topic is the stigma that is attached to many people who do decide to leave their church. There is a stigma. A lot of people consider it jumping ship. Now, obviously, you can do what you want to do. If you decide, you know, we're talking about changing churches. We're talking about changing church membership. Which is something that anybody can do. I mean, it's subjective as to how much God is in a particular church. And one thing that is also true is that what you want to do is you want to find a church, not necessarily that you were born and raised in, but you want to find a church that fits you, a pastor's preaching that fits your penchant. Something in which you primarily appeal to, or maybe not primarily, but something that appeals to you at that church from a spiritual standpoint, from a biblical, from a word standpoint, more than it appeals to you at other churches, because churches are different. Churches have a different personality. They have a different vibe. They have a different feel, and they different churches do have different strengths, and different churches have different weaknesses. So you may want to align yourself with a church that has the strengths that you like, and maybe has the weaknesses that you don't necessarily care too much about, those areas. Now, obviously you can do what you want to do. You can change churches. You can do what you want. However, there's only one reason you should ever change your church, and that's because of the God in the church, okay? Now, this is subjective because a lot of people say, oh, well, this church isn't doing this. This church isn't doing that. You know, they have this opportunity for growth. They have that opportunity for growth. They could be doing these different things, and because they're not doing what I want them to do, I'm going to go to a different church. But how much do those things really have to do with you? How much of those things really have to do with your spiritual growth? Now, I think that's where a lot of people have this concept misconstrued, because maybe, just maybe, God is in the church. And maybe those things that the church isn't doing aren't right for that church. Maybe God is okay. Maybe God is okay with those things not happening at that church. Maybe you're thinking that those things may have something to do with your spiritual growth, when God is saying, you know what, you know what, I'm not about all those little things. I'm about the word. Okay, now you can still get the word at this church, but it's not always about you. It's not always about you singing the solo. It's not always about your daughter being the president of the youth ministry. It's not always about y'all. So get over it, cry me a river, and build a bridge, and get over it, and stay at the church, and stop being so emotional. However, I do think sometimes it's okay to leave the church, but you can see I'm kind of venting a little bit on this. But anyway, I'm going to give it to Nick. But that's my opinion. That's how you know. That's the area that where you need to look to determine whether it's the church or whether it's you. What reasons are you leaving, and how much do those reasons? Don't just ask yourself. Ask people who have nothing to do with the church, but have everything to do with God. Ask ministers of another church. Ask some other pastors. Ask your grandmom who's a part of a church in South Carolina. Ask her, do these things sully this church? And should I be going to a different church because of these things? Just make sure it's not all about you, because we can be blinded by our selfishness. A lot of us are just so unconsciously or subconsciously selfish, and we need to find a way to remove that frame of reference. Now, before I give it to Nick, I just want to say something that my pastor always says. My pastor always says that there is no perfect church. And if there were, you'd mess it up, because you ain't perfect. And he's right. There's no perfect church. There's no perfect pastor. There's no perfect deacon board. There's no perfect choir. There's no perfect anything, as a matter of fact. There's no perfect person. There's no perfect husband. There's no perfect president, no perfect presidential candidate. Nothing or nobody will ever be perfect. If what you're trying to find is perfection, then you need to do like Justin Bieber said. You need to just go and love yourself. Because you're not going to find perfection. Go ahead, bro. Go ahead.
Yeah, go and love yourself is very, very high quality. just a great reference. I didn't see it coming. So listen, I mean, I would disagree slightly with E, and I would say that your salvation and that your experience with Jesus Christ is personal. And therefore, it's okay for you to be selfish. It's okay for you to not consult with anyone about whether or not the church is the right fit for you. Because it's about your growth. It's about your relationship with Christ. And Jesus is in every church. He's in every church. And I'll tell you what, for a long time, I was the opposite on this, people. For a long time, I was loyalty. You ought to be ashamed. There's never a reason. But I was wrong. I was wrong. And I've learned that I was wrong because you have – in fact, I give kudos to those who lead because you're making a decision that says that my relationship with Christ, my spiritual growth is better and more important than the relationships I've built here. And that's a huge step, and it's a great point of awareness, because if you are able to make a decision like that, then you truly are trumping your relationship with Christ over anything else, and that's the way it should be. That's the way it should be. The bottom line is that when people come to church on Sunday morning, on Wednesday evening for Bible study, they're coming to church with the expectation of coming out of low self-esteem, depression, poverty. They need a word. They need a word from the Lord that will bind within their hearts, that will cause the sun to shine, that will give them peace of mind. That's what they need. And so if they are coming to a church where Jesus is being taught, but they aren't receiving it, then yeah, if Jesus is being taught, it may not be the church, because the church is teaching Jesus, but the bottom line is it may not be them either. For a perfect example, if there was a young person that was going to an older church where the pastor was older, they were more of a traditional service, so they sung a lot of hymnals. The word of God is still being preached. The experience is still rich for a specific demographic, but it's not the right fit for me because I'm a young cat. So now I need to go to where I can get that rich word that's diluted or that's spoken in my lingo, but also the praise and worship is songs that I know and that move me. And so sometimes that decision isn't as cut and dry as, you know, asking other people, because other people in the church are the age of the pastor. So other people in the church, like, I don't know what you're talking about. Pastor's preaching, okay? This word is good. If you ain't receiving this word, there's something wrong with you. And that person may not be able to deny that. It may genuinely be something wrong with them. But that don't mean they ought to stick around because it's them and not the pastor. They need to go somewhere where something wrong with them is normal and they can get a word. There's a pastor out here preaching to something wrong with them type kind of people, and they need to go to that church and get that word, get that praise and worship, so that this way their relationship can grow in the Lord. So I think it's a time and place, and each situation is exclusive to each other. So I disagree with E slightly, because I would say that I agree with everything he said in the perfect circumstance. You're the right age of the church. Church saving souls every Sunday. Preacher good. Word good. You got problems. What you think, bro?
Now, here's why you should not disagree with me, okay? Because you said Jesus is in every church, but isn't there such a thing as a dead church? There is. A dead church would be a church where Jesus doesn't reside. And you say it's okay to be selfish, bro. But I think what you're saying is okay to be selfish about is different than what I'm defining as what's not okay to be selfish, okay? Because you're saying that being selfish is saying that your relationship with God is more important than your relationships at the church. Now, that's fine. That's not what I defined as selfish. What I'm saying is that even though you know your relationship with God is more important, you're defining your relationship with God as things that have nothing to do with your relationship with God. So you're being selfish still by saying that even though my relationship with God is more important, I'm still leaving because I am not being fed. Spiritually. But my thing is, how do you know you're not being fed when you're leaving for reasons that have nothing to do with you being fed? You're still leaving for selfish reasons because you're leaving for small reasons. Now, I'm not saying that it's impossible for you not to be getting fed spiritually. If you're leaving for that reason, then okay, go ahead. But if you're leaving because in order for you to be fed spiritually, you need to be leading the choir, or you need to be leading the dance ministry, or you need to be given your own talent night, or you need to have your daughter read the scriptures every month, then I think you're still leaving for selfish reasons, because it's beyond you being fed spiritually. You see what I mean?
Yeah, I see what you mean. It's kind of beyond it. It's subjective, because if the person decides that it's not that they can't, Or that they, and it is selfish. It is selfish. But again, if it's encumbering their spiritual growth, where they're saying, I need to be fed spiritually, but the only way I can do that is if I'm the leader of the choir. It's a church out here that needs a choir leader. So everybody is called to what they're called to. Now, granted, that's not the ideal situation for leaving the church, but I would say that if it's encumbering your spiritual growth, then you've got to go. Because there's never a circumstance that says whether it's only your mental or whether it's God's doing or saying, there's never a case where you say, all right, my spiritual growth is fine. I'll just let it be, and I'll deal with me not being the leader. Like, you need to go. Go find that church. It doesn't matter if it's a mom, a storefront. You need to go find that church where you're going to be the leader of the choir and – and let that spiritual growth grow.
Right. Now here's what I would say. First of all, don't leave your church. I wouldn't mind you taking mixed advice here, but I would say never leave your church unless you've already found that place that will let you be a choir leader. Because now Now, you may think you're not being fed spiritually because you're not a choir leader, but it can also be true that you're a bad choir leader.
Yeah, you're not a choir leader because you ain't got the skills.
Yeah. Yeah, I think in most cases people are confused. They're confused about why they're leaving the church, and they're leaving for selfish. I mean, you're supposed to leave for selfish reasons. Don't get me wrong. I guess
bro.
You can say that. You can say attention. Yeah,
you can definitely say that. People want their name mentioned. When the pastor's calling out people, they want their name mentioned. They want to be on the camera and these things drive people to jump around. You see church hoppers, you don't know what church they're at. You never know because they got to get them attention. Got to be dancing.
You ready for this, bro?
Yes, sir. Let's do this, good brother.
What we got? Did you get it?
Listen, it's five signs time, people. And this week on Nick and Eric Topic Tuesday, we got the five signs you need to find a new church. The five signs you need to find a new church. Come on with it, E.
Number five.
Number five coming to you live.
When you came to church pregnant, half the deacon board started sweating. Okay.
Oh, no.
You need to go. Half the deacon board got to go get tested. Every you didn't slept with half the church. Listen, this is you got to find. You got to go. Pastor needs to make an executive decision. Okay. These are the five signs that you do need to find a new church. You need to find a new church. Number four.
Number four, come and get tomorrow.
When the church has free health screenings and STD testing, you got the email from 35 different people.
Oh, okay. No. Oh, no.
Okay. They want to make sure you're there. Okay.
They got to chill. Not the 35 people.
Everybody sent you the flyer. Okay. You got people dropping it in your door.
Yeah, we got to send this to him. Oh, yeah, he needed more than anybody.
Rolling
Stone get it.
Now, while we're talking about nicknames, number three.
Number three, come on, listen to E.
Your nickname in the church is Speak of the Devil. There you go.
Every time you show up,
well, speak of the devil. How are you? Oh my goodness. See.
Yeah.
See, something ain't right.
Yeah, you get this
something ain't right. Y'all always call me Speak of the Devil. What's going on in here? What y'all talking about? What is happening?
Yo, that's hilarious.
Yo, well, why's that got to be my name? I don't understand. Why am I Speak of the Devil? These are the five signs you need to find a new church. Number two.
Number two, we got two more for you.
The Bible study group don't never meet at your house. Skip your house every year. They just
they said, nah, we can't go over to his house. The devil is out there. Ain't enough Jesus in the world for his house.
We don't know what kind of activity was happening last night. We just gonna leave that alone. We going back to Sister Clarice's house.
Lord Jesus, not Clarice, Jesus, not Clarice.
Now this is how. Now, okay, here we go. It's 6:59. We're doing this, okay? Now this is how you know. This is how you know that people don't like you during service, okay? Now during service, you know people don't like you This is the top side. You need to find a new church. Number one.
Number one, we are humble down.
When you go around the church shouting, other people stop shouting so they can get away from you.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, no.
If you see this happen.
That's not good.
Listen, I've seen this happen before, okay? This is how you know people don't like you. They in mid-worship. Hallelujah. Wait a second. They are too close. Let me get away. That's how you know. Mid-shout. Mid-shout. Someone's lost it. They done lost their mind, but they collect their mind enough to get the hell away from you. That's how you know. You need to just find a new church. You need to
you gotta get up out of there. You
gotta
get up out of
there. Oh yeah, who we got, bro? Who we got?
Oh man, that was good. Five songs. That was one of the best ones, dude. That's what. Tomorrow morning,
you gotta get out that church.
Who we got? Tomorrow morning on Who We Got Wednesday, we've got Dr. Charles Leonard. Okay, he's a church administration professor at Lutheran Theological Seminary of Philadelphia, and just an amazing man. He's been in ministry for hundreds of years. He's gonna kill me for saying that, but it's true. But not only ministry, but he's been behind the scenes, so he knows all about church administration. He knows all about the church, and that's with a capital C. And so tomorrow we're talking about the church dying. Okay, is the church dying? There's been articles and studies and research done on the declining numbers of churches in multiple denominations and religions. And so tomorrow we're going to address this topic. Is the church, with a capital C, the church body, is it dying? And if so, what do we do about it? And if not, why isn't it? Is it because Jesus is all-powerful, and that he cannot die? He's proved that to us. Or is it because we've got young preachers like myself and young deacons like Eric who are coming up and who plan to make sure that something of this nature never happens? Let's tune in tomorrow. Let's listen. There's a word, and it shall be good as all I want. Who We Got Wednesdays are. That's what we got, brother.
That's it. That's it. That's good stuff. That's great stuff. Man, I've had a fantastic time on this Topic Tuesday. We've got two Topic Tuesdays left. November the 1st. That's my man Sean's birthday. That will be our last Topic Tuesday. And I want to thank you all for joining us. Go ahead, take us out, bro.
Oh, yeah. Listen, we gave you a lot this morning, but we want to make sure you get this. We want to make sure you remember that our destiny, your destiny, my destiny, Eric's destiny, all of our destiny is greatness. And it's not because of you, it's not because of me, and it's not because of E. But our destiny is greatness. Why, brother? Come on, brother.
Because God, I said, God did it. God did it.
That's right, baby.
Ooh, God did it.
Our destiny is greatness.
Lord,
God
did it.
I holler.
Yes, sir.